Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa. KC got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live in Las Vegas getting you ready for Wilder Fury 2. I just went up. He was on stage. Fury was, Mike, and he was getting ready to leave. So I wanted to get a couple of pictures of him. I just posted it, put him up. See, Dukes, Mike's got a poll up. We'll tell you about it in just a second at Mike Bell ATL. But he's coming off the stage. I'm like, Fury. He's like, hey, mate, got places to go, people to see, things to do. So he literally walks past because he's been up there doing an international interview on stage. But, man, he's dressed to the T's, to the nine, should I say. Mm-hmm. Go check out that picture at Put 'Em Up Seat Dukes. But he is a charismatic dude, and people love him here.
Yeah, and Bomb Squad, Deontay Wilder's wife making the rounds here. I just told you saw him out there in the mall area as we're rolling through here at over by the way to the pool with a big phalanx of security and hundreds of people chasing after him. So big buzz, more people rolling in. Media center's packed, by the way. People going bananas. International, as we said. L.A. to New York, everybody's here. It's a great vibe, man. We'll tell you more about it coming up. Also, we got a developing story, as you NFL. Owners are all ready to do the deal. Some players are saying not so fast, but we looks like, and we'll explain more coming up at 5:20, that we're going to expand the playoff field and expand the season. Asking you guys on a Dukes and Bell poll question, are you cool with expanding the playoffs one extra team in each conference? So far, 57% say bad idea. 43% say great idea with just over 200 votes. So fans still getting their heads around it, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just, again, as a pure football fan, if I told you more football during the season, how can you say no? But obviously there's so much more to it than just that.
Right. We don't have a problem with more football, and apparently we don't have a problem with expanding the playoffs because, you know, we don't need to expand the playoffs, but it's more revenue. And all this is, guys, is more money, more money, more money, and the money is ridiculous. And the NFL wants to get this contract in place before they can get this next TV deal, which is going to be insane. So more on that coming up. First, Falcons, man, what you got?
Well, it is always brought to you by our friends at Domino's. And yes, we're here in Las Vegas, but maybe you're getting the fight courtesy pay-per-view with Fox Sports, the app, or ESPN Plus, the app. And Mike, you want to watch it over the weekend? Do it with Domino's.
Domino's, man, making a pizza party. Great deals going on right now. You can get two topping pizzas for $5.99. Get a minimum two of those bad boys. And go to town. There's other great deals as well. Get all the details when you carry out or you can order in with Domino's.com.
I don't know what the slogan or the philosophy or the mantra will be for the 2020 season. What I do know is that Dan Quinn better win. And when an owner has the courage, because it took some with the feedback from the fan base, to say we're going to stay the course and keep a guy, you got to believe that Dan Quinn has been doing some soul searching. Okay? So I said this, Mike, a couple of weeks ago. When you kept Dan Quinn, you also kept 16 of the 18 coaches who are currently on the staff.
Right.
There have been two new hires. One of the new hires was on the staff last year. He's the tight ends coach. But here's what I'm getting to. I'm really curious to hear what Dan Quinn's plan is now to change what happened last year. Because we cannot roll out to a 1-4 start. We can't have a 6 or 7 game losing streak. We're going to pull our hair out, we'll lose our mind, and the fan base will completely fall off. But he's got all offseason to prepare this and get it right. So Dan Quinn went on a podcast, ironically, and this is courtesy of Bird Noises Podcast, if you've never heard of it. But DQ was on there, and here's something that he had to say about building a team starts with free agency. Now, the reason why I want you to hear this is because Mike and I have been saying this. It's not like we got $80 million to go get a bunch of free agents.
Yeah, I got to make hard decisions. We've talked about cap cuts. We've talked about – we have identified the guys who we would move on from. But if you want to really beef up the pass rush in free agency, and there's a guy, by the way, in Everson Griffin, four-time Pro Bowler for the Vikings, big-time stud, would step on the field, and he and Grady would be tied for the best player on the field defensively. So that's a guy I'd love to have. But you can't afford that and do Hooper and do Devondre. There's no way. You know, I mean, unless they've got so much magic up there with the capologist, and there's going to be all sorts of crazy cuts, and Matt Ryan and Julio moving money for years, I don't see how they can do all that.
Here's Dan Quinn on this podcast, again, courtesy of Bird Noises, talking about building this squad.
Getting to how to improve that, that's through free agency, that's through the draft. And so the best way to grade draft classes is not 1 year. Yeah, I say 3 years. That gives you a fair assessment. Okay, are people now playing that are moving forward? Because sometimes you may not be able to, you know, keep everybody, even if they're performing well.
So let's grade their draft classes. Seriously. 16?
Great.
Great. 17?
Not great.
Not so much. 18?
Developing.
Okay.
I mean, I think Isaiah Oliver is going to be really good. She's really showing out.
And we
now
like Sheffield.
Sheffield also now, because again, Sheffield always had the speed, learning the position. And by the second half of the season, once Dan Quinn was no longer involved with the defense personally, he got better because Raheem Morris was teaching him how to play the position.
So when he talks about, you know, team building, and it starts with obviously free agent and the draft, and he's right about that. But here's the other part about this, and this is this. I just don't want this to get lost, Mike. When we get back around to the fall, the guys that are currently on this team have to be coached up and play better. It's not like you're going to go get two super-duper rookies and all of a sudden we win 12 or 15 games because of
right.
it. They will contribute, but damn it, what about the guys that are here that need to be coached up, that need to play better? That's the part of this equation that everybody's looking past and nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Because that's what matters.
It's the legion of meh. We've talked about it. We talked about it last week. There's just nothing going on right now with this team. There's just so much mediocrity with this roster. We've talked about the Steven Means. We've talked about the other guys that are just kind of there. Nothing happens. So you got to coach them up. And I don't think Dan Quinn's got a great coaching staff, save for the guys that they plugged in on the defensive side of the ball. But certainly, guys, we'll talk more about the Falcons. We'll talk more about what Dan Quinn has to say, because obviously Dan feels there's some positivity there. But I just don't know how Arthur looked at the first half of the season and had selective amnesia and then somehow thought those last eight games was the defining part of that season. To me, you beat up some bad football teams, man. I don't see it. Dan's got a – you looking for a mantra? Save my job. Put that on a shirt.
Well, how about we play for the coach every week? That's something I've already copyrighted.
Well, Dan Quinn is a big boxing fan, our head coach of the Falcons.
He is.
And one of our favorite guests every time we get to come out to Las Vegas. The big fights, the legendary Bob Arum from Top Rank joins us here live.
Bob, great to be here.
Good to see you again. I got to ask you this as we start. This fight is going to be great, I think. But how do we get Fox and ESPN both on board to be involved with this? We hadn't seen this kind of synergy from these two networks.
Well, but back up a little. When you see a professional football game televised by Fox on a Sunday, you will more often than not have the announcers talk about a Monday night football game on ESPN or a Sunday night football game at NBC. The big boys, these networks, have learned that if you want to grow a sport to help yourself, you promote each other's activities. And in along that line, ESPN and Fox came together to promote this fight. And I believe this will be the first of many fights where you'll have both networks cooperating with each other.
Do you think the pay-per-view buy is going to take a big jump? I think it was 325,000 was the first thing. It'll be doubled. How crazy do you think it's going to get this weekend?
It'll be over 2 million.
2 million?
You got to understand what's happening here. This fight, because of ESPN and because of Fox and because it's a great fight, is now gone into the mainstream. Last night in the Democratic presidential debate, one of the candidates referred to this fight by name taking place on Saturday when she said that the candidates were jabbing at each other. Better off watch this fight.
Nice.
All right. And once, when I watched the Super Bowl, and I saw that Fox did not one but two commercials on this fight, I knew we were going to the stratosphere. because in all my experience, there's more than 50 Super Bowls, there has never been one commercial or mention even about a fight during the Super Bowl. And here there were two 30-second commercials, which cost Fox over $11 million.
Very interesting stuff. Bob Arum, guys, has been doing this a long time. I got to be honest, I can't believe you're 88. I cannot believe, and I can't believe you're still making all this damn money at 88, Bob Arum. My God, man, I want to be 88 making all this damn money. How have you done it?
Just keep going, man. You got to be like a fighter, you know, like Tyson Fury. You can get knocked down,
right,
but you got to get up. And if you get up and you don't give up, you can win. Simple as that.
You've never given up.
I never give up.
And you've had some times with this sport where it's been very, very difficult.
Absolutely. Really beyond difficult. But you never give up, and you keep punching. That's the truth.
Legendary boxing promoter Bob Arum is with us here live in Vegas for Wilder Fury 2. Easy to market these personalities. We're familiar with Deontay because we're in Atlanta. We've had him on the show a couple times. But have you ever had two bombastic heavyweights that are just easy to sell?
Well, for me as a promoter, I have two guys who are very intelligent, two guys who are very articulate, and two guys who know how to sell. They're super salesmen. So that makes a promotion easy. Many times you get the A side, or one side is a super salesman, and the other side shuts up.
Right.
And, you know, but here I got both of these guys selling the fight. I got the two biggest networks selling the fight, and it's really resonated to the general population. I mean, how do I know we're going to do off the charts? Because we're setting records with the closed circuit locations, the
right
number and the amount. The gate is completely sold out. It'll be over $16 million. You know, we only have 16,000 seats. That's an average price of $1,000 a ticket,
right,
sold out. Sponsorship, you know, from all aspects. Products I never heard of that are sponsoring the event. So, you know, this thing has really taken off. And, you know, you go back and you see even, you know, the southern part of the United States hasn't been as robust on pay-per-view as the rest of the country, the West Coast and the East Coast. But I think you see a lot of activity in the South, whether it's Alabama or Georgia, with DirecTV or the cable systems. And, you know, we have on ESPN, ESPN Plus, it now has close to 8 million subscribers. That makes it a really big player.
Right.
So we think, I mean, Conor McGregor, the UFC guy, just did a pay-per-view, and it was just on ESPN Plus, and he did 1,100,000.
Wow. So that's why Bob validating the $2 million
two million hits.
Before we let you go, you've been a part of some of the biggest fights of all time, Hagler Hearns, all the Sugar Ray Leonard fights, and all that. Do you think the strategy is going to pay off? Because now we're getting Fury's talking about coming after Wilder and not really boxing, but trying to knock him out.
Well, you know, when you look at boxing, look at what Muhammad Ali did with George Foreman. And when you're fighting a puncher, don't stay around and just box him. Go after him, try to hurt him, try to slow him down. Maybe you take him out like Ali did with Foreman, but at worst, he's not going to be able to land the big punch on you because he won't have the energy in the later rounds. That's the mistake that Fury made in the first fight, which I thought he won. He boxed him, he didn't hurt him, and so he was vulnerable in the late rounds, because in the late rounds, as the opponent keeping away from the big punch, your energy level is down,
yep,
and you lose concentration. And that's why the two knockdowns came late in the fight, one in the ninth and one in the 12th round. So that's what he's got to do. That's his strategy, to not let that happen again.
Bob, where does this rank for you all time? You've been a part of some of the biggest fights and a part of them. Where does this one rank for you?
you know, go back to before you guys were born, 1971, when Ali fought Frazier in Madison Square Garden.
Right.
Because look at the parallels.
Electric.
But look at the parallels. Ali had been stripped of his title, hadn't lost the title because he couldn't fight for 3.5 years until he came back in Atlanta with Jerry Quarry.
That's right.
Yeah. And he was undefeated in the prime of his career. Joe Frazier had taken the title when Ali couldn't fight. And he was undefeated in the prime of his career. And so in March of 1971, these two guys met in Madison Square Garden in New York. And at that point, it was the biggest fight of all times. And indeed, really, the biggest fight in my lifetime until this. Because here, we have the same scenario. We have Tyson Fury was the undisputed champion, had this period where he was inactive. He took his titles away, but he was still undefeated. And Deontay Wilder won the WBC championship, knocked out all his opponents, also undefeated. And now they're facing each other. And there's only one blemish on each of their records,
right,
and that's the draw.
A draw. Well, we could spend a half hour with you, Bob. You got to do other interviews, but we love catching up with you, and this is going to be a
pleasure.
Blast. Thanks for coming on with us.
Good. Thanks, Bob. Continued success.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's Bob Arum, the legendary Bob Arum. We're going to come back. We got a strong arm story of the day. We're talking NFL and the labor dispute. Looks like they might be close to a deal, but there is some guys that are saying not so fast.
We'll give you a little more on the Falcons. We got some angles on some guys who look good in a uniform, but we got the juice to do it, man. That's the question.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
So much going on here in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand as we get ready for Wilder Fury 2. We just talked to the legendary promoter Bob Arum, who says that he thinks this fight is going to have amazing numbers. Now, I know some of you are going to, of course, what else would he say? But he's right. The synergy between Fox and ESPN, and now you're talking about all these people that didn't have access to this fight potentially before that do now, could be a big number, Mike.
And maybe the way they market fights again moving forward. How do you not do that? Bob also said,
by the way, I like the Falcons at 50-1. I put $10,000 on the Falcons at 50-1. So take notice of that.
He did say that. Okay, it is up because Bob sounds like he's a little older. I go, yes, he sounds exactly like our agent. Also an 88-year-old Jewish man.
Yes, he's 88. When you're 88, you don't care.
My watch costs more than your house, so pipe down.
That's exactly right. Hey, man, let's get to the strong arm story of the day. It's NFL, and here's the deal. If you're just tuning in for the first time today, the owners voted and basically approved their proposal of what they're sending to the players, and now it will be left up to the players to decide whether they want to sign off on this,
right,
and we'll have a new collective bargaining agreement. It has in it 17 games versus 16.
Right.
It has in it expanded playoffs. It has in it a bigger percentage. And again, I say this. It's $5 billion over the contract. But a bigger percentage of the players take home. If you're hearing just those things, you go, well, why wouldn't the players want this? That makes total sense. They're getting more money.
Right.
Not all the players are up on the 17 games, Mike. And that's been part of the discussion today. So when we started the show today at 2 o'clock, Big Show, be here. We were talking about the fact that the owners were talking about this. By the time we got into the 4 o'clock hour, they had voted on it, and now it is something that they are sending to the players union to say it's in your court.
So just like any story, as Carl says, a developing story.
Developing
so
story.
We get the news, and you and I look at it, and we go, hey, this seems like a great deal for everybody. Why? Let's do the deal, and let's not have a work stoppage, and this is great. And then you start to, you know, peel the layers of the onion. And you see players of Damian Woody saying, well, the owners are ready to ramrod this thing through, and that would make me a little skeptical. And you're seeing other guys come out saying, hold on, let's get a chance to read this. So in the court of public opinion, NFL goes, hey, look at this. Nice. more than fair. Players are like, wait a minute. And you and I are going to do the same thing, because on first blush, it sounds like it makes perfect sense. You're giving the players a bigger piece of the pie. They're never going to get to 50-50 in the NFL. They're never going to get to the share the NBA gets, which is like 49 and change. But here's some interesting information from Arif Hassan, who covers the NFL. Two-thirds of the Players Association have to approve this deal,
yep.
Which, is, as far as he can guesstimate, means 21, not 22. So if 11 vote no, it dies before it goes to a general vote of the overall membership. So the player reps go first. And according to Arif, 18 of the 32 player reps make more than $4 million, meaning their earnings are capped by the 17th game proposal. So players are going to want to see, how does this work out? The extra bye week, are they going to try to get the 53-man roster expanded to 60? I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. So at first blush, sounds great. We got a long way to go.
That's it. There are no guarantees that this is going to happen. All right,
but so they want to get in place. I'm sorry to cut you off. They want to get it in place to get the new TV deals done.
Oh, yeah.
So the expanded playoff, the networks love that. That means more TV on the weekends for the playoff. They're going to have a three-tiered playoff day, which they're going to be bananas over. And then, of course, Carl, you're going to get a multi-zillion dollar deal. And as you said, I just hope the NFL doesn't screw the fans by putting this stuff on all these cute, sexy platforms like streaming. And I know streaming is the way to go, but it's still the old school way to watch TV.
I don't know if we're there yet, Mike, but I do think that ultimately, I don't care how powerful the NFL is, when Google or Amazon comes to you and says, we're going to put this on, and we talk about Jeff Bezos. If Amazon comes to the NFL and says, we're giving you $30 billion, you can't turn that down.
Right.
So I don't think we're there yet, but I do think that's where it's going. All right, let's shift gears. That's the NFL. Let's talk about a guy that you were talking about with the Falcons, because we kind of got interrupted with the Falcon Report when Bob Arum came over. And we
I
were in
interrupted
the middle of that.
No one. You invited me over. Yes. We had a discourse. Yeah. I was telling you about. I was sitting next to Frank Sinatra. Burt Lancaster did play-by-play from the Garden, 1971. You know who my date was for that fight?
Who's that, Bob?
Angie Dickinson. That's who my date was. How dare you?
No, me. We managed to make old Bob Arum a new feature on the show.
Because he doesn't give a damn.
Hi, Bob Arum. I can buy and sell all of you, but I'll buy your radio station right now.
How much is it?
I'll tell you. I've got folding money right now. Could cover that.
But no, as far as the guys that we were talking about, you got a dude that would be a real boom for our pass rush. Because let's be honest, our pass rush really doesn't do much of anything. Everson Griffin wants out of Minnesota. He's going to opt out.
Yes, please. Let's take him.
Four-time defensive end.
I want him.
And so you go do that.
Go get him.
And then you trade up and you get Chase Young, and now we go kill people. We can get the quarterback.
Oh. How's that? You know what?
Can't do it.
I fly to an island the next day after the draft and celebrate.
Is not going to be happening, sports fans.
On Bob Arum.
Yes. And then
I think that's a wonderful idea.
But no, I think that the Falcon fans out there, if you're not familiar with who is this guy, who's Everson Griffin, he'd be the best. He'd be tied with Grady for the best defensive player on the field when he stepped on a Falcon field. So we'll see. I know that this is a guy that's going to kick the tires on some other options. We'd have to not be able to do Devondre and Austin Hooper to ever be able to afford a guy like
that.
All
right, so let me ask you that, because that's where we're at. Would you do that? Are you telling me?
Ooh, yeah.
Because I mean, here's my deal, Mike, with this. I think this is the most important thing we have to do. I'm not talking about him specifically.
Right.
I'm talking about being a better get-after-the-quarterback pass rush team and stop the run team. I know things got better with our secondary, with Ry and, you know, in charge, Raheem Morris.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, this is the most important thing. You just went out and spent two first-round draft picks on O-line. You got to trust, again, Chris Morgan. Those guys are going to get better.
Right.
How do you address this? And if I told you no Devondre and no Hoop, but you got better with the pass rush, you get a guy that's in his prime who can get after it, you're not willing to do that?
I like it. By the way, Squidbelly, does that fit what we're doing? I mean, because I think Samantha, you know, sometimes we talk about the 3-4 guy and the 4-3, but I mean, this guy fits what we kind of are doing.
Right.
We'll talk more about it, guys. People are fired up. Every time a big flashy name comes out there in the free market.
But he can play.
Yes. But, I mean, he wasn't double-digit sacks last 2 years, though. He's 3 years removed from that. But we'll get into it. We got plenty of time. We'll talk about more in the headlines coming up.
All right, but next, we got some guy talk.
Yeah, man, couple of things. Give you the vibes out here in Las Vegas. And also, mentioned it earlier, a local broadcaster not part of a baseball broadcast, and that has Braves fans sad.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, the fabulous MGM Grand Casino. Hotel Casino. Damn it. You get the idea. It's a Wilder Fury 2. We're here in a jam-packed media center. Everybody's going bananas, and the people getting jacked up. And you're getting the guys doing the press conferences, doing these live interviews. We just saw Tyson Fury now. We got the Deontay Wilder out there doing his thing with a smile a mile wide. So great energy out here in Sin City, baby.
It is, man. And, you know, I was just went up. Wilder's on stage. He's doing, again, Fury did it earlier. He's doing his international.
Hold on. Our very attractive Puerto Rican hostess from the fight promotion company is talking to Sean. I must pay attention to this.
Yes, he would like to take a picture later with you.
If possible, if your husband's cool with that. Just because it's discussed on the show. Me too, got to be cool. Don't want to be sexist. Okay, fantastic.
But no, Wilder's on stage doing an international interview, and I went up there to take a picture of him. I just posted it at Put Him Up, See Dukes. He's up there flaunting and doing his thing, man. Mm-hmm. Again, every time you see one of these guys, it just makes you want to see this fight more and more. It just does.
As Bob Arum was telling us that you know, you've got two guys, you know, big time personalities, easy to sell, two of the biggest, you know, sports networks in the world pumping it. How does this thing not, you know, knock it out of the park as far as all time pay per view hits? All right, guys, real quick, we mentioned this earlier in the 340 edition of Guy Talk. Guy Talk brought to you by Resurgence Orthopedics. Get moving again, guys, with Resurgence, from neck to toes, muscles and bones. They'll get you back in the game. They did a great job with Squid Billy and me. Go to resurgence.com. Kelsey Winger's not going to be a part of the Fox Sports South broadcast of the Braves baseball this year. We mentioned it earlier because a lot of guys hit us up on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line going, what's the deal? We haven't heard from Kelsey. She's kind of doing radio silence on her social media, so we don't know what this was about.
Yeah, I just saw this, Mike, and I don't know if this was posted last night or today, but Kelsey on Instagram saying, it's been an incredible four seasons, but I'm really sad to say that my time with Fox Sports South is coming to an end. Excited about the next chapter. We'll keep you guys posted. You can go check this out. But she goes on to talk about Atlanta, the community, thanks the team, the coaches, and everybody, and ends this this post by saying, Atlanta, I love you. Chop on forever. So she's not going at anybody. She's not putting any information out there. Right. I think she's doing this the right way. But I will say this. I love seeing more diversity in our business with women of color getting opportunities like this. And Kelsey did a great job in representing, you know, her job and the way that she handled her business. So we don't know the whole story, but we want to talk about it because so many people, as Mike said, were reaching out to us about what the deal was. And again, I don't know, but I'm going to assume, guys, that Kelsey Wingert is going to be fine and land on her feet.
Yeah, as we said, generally it is the home team which has the contract's prerogative to decide on that. Not sure what's going on. Braves had no comment about it, but I know a lot of Braves fans, as you said, doing a petition online and trying to get people fired up to at least have them consider. But again, we don't know the circumstances. Just putting information out there because a lot of people love the work that she does with the Braves. All right, man, some really great news for entertainment today, and I almost got to this yesterday. We ran out of time yesterday at 5:40. Rosario Dawson has come out as bisexual, and I'm excited about this.
Wait. Rosario Dawson? That Rosario Dawson?
Yes. She hinted at her orientation in 2018. She apparently broke up with Cory Booker, Beard, and is now in an interview saying that she has never actually been with
Rosario Dawson?
She's never actually been with a woman, but she identifies as bisexual.
Is there a picture of her?
You know Rosario Dawson.
Of course
she's
I do.
Beautiful.
I just want to see another pitch. There, that Rosario Dawson?
Yes, everybody's favorite Rosario Dawson. Sexy as all get out. Beautiful woman. Everybody now is trying to claim her. The LGBT, PUR, XYD, everybody.
Everybody
wants to claim her. It's
everybody.
Like the old Dave Chappelle bit.
Everybody.
So now everybody's saying, no, she's bi.
Yeah.
She's one of us. And then everybody's saying, no, she's just saying she supports that lifestyle. She's not necessarily in that lifestyle.
All right, I want to understand this. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Guy Talk. I want to understand this. So you're saying that she's not been with a woman.
Yes.
She would like to be with a woman?
She says that she expresses solidarity with the bisexual community, but she herself is potentially not a bisexual.
Does she still want to be with men?
I think for the purpose of this conversation, I want to assume that she wants to be with women and men.
Okay.
And we can enjoy that.
Right.
We can visualize that.
All right. I'm just trying to understand.
To me, that's a win-win for everybody.
By the way, she's a fabulous actress.
Yeah, she's beautiful and talented and just sexy.
Yes.
And by the way, if you Google the story.
And a fabulous actress.
If you Google the story. It's just so funny because every group is trying to claim her. You know, like, no, she's ours. So, like, I'm scrolling through this with Carl. It's like, is Rosario Dawson bisexual? You know, so let's hope so.
Can I ask you this, though? Seriously. It's 2020.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
Doesn't matter.
Let the freaking flag fly.
I mean, honestly.
And you too, Cory Booker.
You're wrong. Does it matter? I mean, honestly, I get the way it's a story because it's Rosario Dawson. You know, but do you, man, do you. I have no problems with it.
All right, man. Here's a funny story from up in New Hampshire.
There's a guy right now going, hell, I do. I got a damn problem with it, Dukes.
Yeah, you know what? Women don't need us. I hate to tell you guys this. They just never in the history of human interaction between men and women have the women less needed us than right now.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to tell people how to live. If Rosario Dawson wants to come out and say she's bi, Rosario Dawson is bi. I'm fine with that.
I want her to be bi in my mind. I identify. She might not identify, but I do identify with her in that role.
Okay.
A New Hampshire police chief apparently got a little cuckoo. He may have taken the news he was being fired a little too literally. He was stripped of his duties, and Richard Lee, who served as the top cop in the small town of Croydon, New Hampshire, he took off his entire uniform and walked out of the police house balls naked.
Naked?
Naked. He was took the word that he was losing his job rather hard. Now, here's the thing. There's only three members on their select board that oversee the town, and in the meeting or whatever they said, you're done. He said, I gave him my uniform shirt, gave him my turtleneck, gave him my ballistic vest. I sat down in the chair, took off my boots, my pants, put those in the chair, and I walked on out the door. He says that he undressed so he could basically express just how disappointed he was with their decision.
Wow.
And if you want me out, I'll be off. And I'm literally, I will be stripped of my duties literally and figuratively.
Okay. So he let him swang, as they say.
Yes, apparently so. Hey, man, the founder of Hair Club for Men, remember? And I'm also a client.
Yeah.
He's passed away at the age of 78. Cy Sperling.
Famous phrase.
Right. I'm not just the client. I'm not just the president. I'm a client.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client. He died in his Florida home. Cy Sperling. By the way, I've got a meeting next week. I'm thinking of taking a plunge.
You're going to do the hair plugs?
They're thinking about, let's not say plugs, Carl. That's a dirty phrase. That's just, that invokes okay. A very bad messing
all
process.
All right, so what are we talking
about? I don't know. I'm having a client meeting Tuesday.
You have less hair, you'll have more hair in the
following
weeks. I
have been begging the sales staff for 5 years to get me the free hair, okay? And if you want to put my fat face on a billboard on 75 and have that unflattering before photo with the smiling, cool, thin, tan after photo,
And then a ponytail after?
Yes. So I've got a meeting. They finally got it. John Parla, you knocked it out of the park, kid.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're going to learn about this process and see what happens. But yeah, if somebody wants to give me hair and I'll do the commercials, I will do it.
All I know is Parla will say things like, it won't hurt, so good luck with that.
You know what? I've got this flesh-toned yarmulke in the back and it bugs me. And I'm too fat to shave my head. We've had this conversation. I shaved my head for 3 years. I look terrible. That's that picture you see of Carl and I on your radio.
Yeah, that's why you hate it.
You're listening
that's
right
why
now.
You hate that.
Birthdays,
photo.
Rihanna, 32 today. Kurt Cobain was born on this date. Miles Teller, the actor, remember, played the drummer in that
sure.
Other things. Cindy Crawford is 54 today. Charles Barkley, terrible. He is 57 as well today.
What up, Chuck?
The very talented Trevor Noah is 36 from Comedy Central as well.
Trevor Noah, yeah. How old, 36?
Yep, good dude.
Talented.
Sidney Poitier is still alive, 93. And there you go. There's your
look who's coming to dinner.
There's your shenanigans on this day, which is the 20th of February.
All right, man. We're coming back. We got top three at 6. We're live in Las Vegas, guys. We'll be here tomorrow for the show as well. Big 6 o'clock hour on the way as we continue to talk about this fight. Deontay Wilder taking on the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, February 22nd in a historic joint Fox Sports pay-per-view and ESPN Plus pay-per-view event right here at the MGM Grand Garden. All right, when we come back, more on this NFL labor situation. It is a big deal, and it sounds like we're pretty close. Also, guys, one baseball great says, stop tripping on the Astros.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.